Welcome back to another episode of Only Fiends with me, Karen Elizabeth Fian, and returning guest has a special coming out. What's the name of the special?
It's been kind of a while, though.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
Maybe a year. A
couple years,
maybe. I'm trying to remember the name of your special.
It's like called I'm Normal. Yeah. Thanks for plugging it up top.
Do it. Say it.
My special's called I'm Normal.
Yeah.
And it's out on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at promoting, you know, myself, but many people are saying it's the best special of the year.
It is.
You know, many people have said this.
Easy, far and away.
I don't know.
It's Bert Kreischer and you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my top two.
Yeah. I'm trying to fix my posture on a podcast, you know, because sometimes I'll watch back and I go, you look like shit. What the hell are you doing?
I love your mom.
You gotta act like a professional.
I love your mom as a teacher bit.
Oh, yeah,
it
thanks.
It makes you jealous because my mom was a teacher, too.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of those bits that you have is like an opener.
Yeah.
You go like, why are you people? Because you do them so many times.
Yes.
You're like, why are these people even laughing at this?
Because they're so much less funny than us.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
I need each and every one of you to like and subscribe. No, because it's fucking funny. And it's not.
But it's just nice to put all your stuff on like a thing.
Right.
And then it lives there and you don't have to ever do these bits again. You can start, you know, working on new stuff.
Does that scare you at
all?
And
you go, hey, check out my new hour and it's 23 minutes long, you know?
How long is yours?
I love telling
people.
Because
some people are doing these like 30 minute ones.
Yeah. Mine is 49 minutes.
Nice.
I was hoping it would be a little longer, but I'm like everything on here I think is good. So I was like, let me just cut it down to, yeah I don't think it matters. No one's keeping score.
I think it's good that it's long, though.
That's long.
I think 49 minutes compared to like what a lot of people are putting out.
Ideally,
hey, check out my
be,
half hour and it's 20, like you said, 23 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but ideally it would be like 53, 54 yeah. minutes. But I mean, I don't know.
You cut out the part of
I just cut the part where I profess my love for Islam and the resistance fighters of Hamas. I did like a little monologue and I was like, this isn't punchy enough. You know?
Nobody's laughing.
Yeah, I was like,
so
I was like
ah, I that need Jewish to work guy looks mad.
That 75-year-old Jewish guy looks upset.
Your body language, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Mabel, it's you. You're the problem.
I went to a little protest in front of Chuck Schumer's house.
You did not.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, protesting and activism, like, it is inherently, like, kind of cringe,
yeah.
you know? And it feels a little silly when you do it, like, to go to a protest.
Yeah.
You know?
Did
just
you go
like,
alone, or do you have, like, your
yeah,
little
I
crew?
Alone. Okay. I went alone, but I should have brought...
You should have DM'd Amanda Seals, at least. You guys could have gotten together.
Yeah. Should we DM her right now?
I think she blocked me.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, but... So you go alone to Chuck Schumer's
Yeah, but you
house?
Meet people. Yeah, but not to... brag, but I did get recognized.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, at the protest.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what did they say?
Oh, Mike Racine.
What about
I love the podcast.
He's on our side. What
they go,
the
where's Sean? I go, he's not here. He doesn't care.
Oh.
He doesn't care about these people like I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been very outspoken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like going to protest is kind of cringe. Not cringe, but it's like a little corny, you know?
I've never been to a protest.
You go like, yeah. It's good. It's good to go. You should go. At least
but
once
I don't,
in your life.
I don't have a problem with anything.
Yeah.
War, good.
Go, yeah, yeah. You should go and like not even know what's being protested. Like
it's like they're trying to like cut more clits off. I'm like, yeah, cut them off. Cut them off.
Like, wow, this girl is very into cutting off clits. Oh, wow, you're so cool.
I keep mine. Cut theirs off. Wait, so go. Okay,
it's
so.
Too late for me, but.
but
that's how you.
Fuck you.
You're at a comedy show. They're like, how did you guys meet? And you're like, well, I stumbled into a anti-clitoris protest.
It's female circumcision. Look it up. Google it.
Why do they cut the clits off? It's because they don't want them experiencing. That's
sick,
weird.
Right? They're still doing it. Africa,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Help me out, Nicole.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I did give my wife a little org last night.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
my,
yeah.
The guy I'm
dating. That's the best part of fucking your, having sex with your wife. You can't curse in the first 10 minutes, right? That's the best part of having sex with your wife.
Right.
You know,
you're nobody says that. Men don't say that. I took me,
I mean, it's not
100
like, it's
years not, of dating yeah. to find a guy that is making me come now.
Well, it's not like it happens every single time.
No, that's fine. But even the fact that you're trying, yeah, I swear to God.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's like maybe like a 60%, you know?
That's high.
I'm probably like, who's like an NBA player that's okay at shooting threes? I'm like.
Women's or men's?
Peja Stojaković.
I don't know. That's good.
Yeah.
No, every time I can't either. And sometimes I feel bad. Like I'm a fucking lawnmower that won't start. And I'm just like, it's not going to happen tonight. I don't know. It's typically because the guy's not saying enough depraved things.
Uh-huh.
That's like what I need.
Oh, like what kind of depraved things?
You dirty little fucking slut. Are you going to come for me? And then he has to flip it. Are you a good girl? Are you a good girl?
That's fun. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's great.
I forget that I want to have sex with my wife because it's so much like.
I wouldn't.
Well, it's so much like, you know, hey, can I go out on Thursday night? Hey, I have a podcast. Hey, did you schedule? You know what I mean? Like you'd have this, the relationship becomes very, I'm sorry. My Cash App's kind of blowing up because of my special. I put my,
Cash App thing up right here, Nicole.
Yeah.
Pay Michael. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Give
that's
me
like,
some.
That's like half of what it costs to make it, but you know, it's opening
that's
weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you,
I
buddy.
I borrowed it from my dad.
So you, shut up. You forget to have sex with her sometimes because you're so busy
you
with podcasts.
No, you forget that you want to because it's like, it's such a, when you're raising a kid together, it's such a, you know.
It's a lot, right?
You know, it's like,
scheduling.
Who's doing bath time? Who's walking the dog?
Right.
What do you want for dinner? Oh, we got meatballs in the freezer.
Is any of it assumed or you have to plan every day like a new day?
I guess you kind of have to plan a little bit. And I got home last night and she was like, I want to fuck. And I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of tired. And then she was like, I don't care. She's like, take your pants off.
Let's go, Dad.
And
fuck me. Get him.
I was like, it's kind of funny that when I want to have sex, it's a hard no. And then when you want to,
are you okay, Mike? It's like, are you okay? Did you get violated?
No, I'm just saying it's funny.
Was it against your will?
No, it wasn't against my will. But I'm just saying it's kind of funny, you know? If she wants to and I don't, she takes a gun to my head.
Absolutely. It's rape if she doesn't want to. Stupid.
She puts a gun to my head and she goes, I like when you cry. If I scream, she goes, you're ruining this for me.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that just really sounds
rape
hard.
Jokes are back, huh?
I don't know.
I think they are.
I didn't know they left.
I think that era where we had to be careful about what we said. That's done.
I feel like you
cancel
think
culture's over. Yeah, I think so.
Think
I don't
once,
feel
once Shane hosted SNL, it's all over.
Yeah, I think when Trump went away, it was like whatever. It's back to normal.
But he's going to be our next president. What do you mean went away?
I know, that's what I'm worried about. Yeah. I'm worried it's going to get like hypersensitive again because it was pretty hypersensitive when comedy was not very good for those 4 years.
I agree.
You know, yeah.
You think Trump's going to be president again?
Yeah, kind of. But I'm going to vote for him this time.
Yeah, I mean, who else are we going to vote?
Yeah. I think he's going to fix the Middle East because a friend of mine sent me. I'm sorry that we're talking about the Middle
East.
I'm not going to talk about it that much. It's not something I want to dwell on by any means. But Trump, says breaking. Trump calls on Israel to end war and says anti-Semitism is caused by Israeli behavior.
Victim blaming.
Victim blaming.
Who's here we go.
Yeah. All right.
But listen.
Head over to Patreon. We're gonna have Rich Voss call in and weigh in.
How are you guys doing? Yeah. You guys make
up? I don't know.
Yet?
I haven't seen him.
Well, I'm joking.
We didn't really. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. But
yeah.
Trump calls on Israel to quote finish up.
Hold on
the
one
war
second. Can
Gaza.
You get the door? I think Rich is here.
Because
Nicole took her headphones off. I wish there was a camera.
Like a
is there a camera on you, Nicole?
Sky?
Just pranked her so good.
Just
I'm sorry.
A little.
He says like Israeli. Anti-Semitism is their own fault.
But can I tell you something? I don't know if you know. There's one thing I want to say real quick. I don't know if you know what they're doing. Over there.
It's genocide and starving them and killing all the babies.
I read something yesterday and I go, I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I go, this is so like cartoonishly
evil.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't
really?
I'm like, this can't be real.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hope to God this is made up.
It?
What?
Can you say it? You think we'll get demonetized?
I don't want to demonetize anybody.
We'll bleep it.
All right. Bleep the whole thing. Right, like bleep the whole sentence,
don't,
I guess.
Don't speak to her in that tone.
I'm not. No. I'm just saying, like, I'm looking out for you guys. I don't want you to get demonetized.
Yeah.
I would never disrespect.
All right. Just making sure. Just got boundaries here.
Yeah. Do you want me to say it?
Yes, desperately.
What I read was, and I hope it's not true.
I feel like you're also on very specific websites.
No, it's just Instagram.
Reddit.
Yeah. But what I read was that two IDF soldiers. And then that's what I heard. You know? So yeah, Trump is right. Israeli, that's the, no, I don't know.
War's pretty brutal, huh?
It's pretty, yeah, but I don't know.
I don't that's get war? How people, I don't know, but to me, that's like, I don't get how people do that to other people in general. I guess I'm too sheltered and I've lived too good a life to like genuinely understand any person doing that to another human.
Yeah.
Even one they didn't like.
Yeah. Well, if you guys need a laugh, my special is out right now on YouTube.
It's called Save Our Clips.
That is a good bit. I'm glad we did that.
Trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about.
But you don't think that's kind of a cop out to be like, oh yeah, war is really bad. Yeah, in war maybe, they.
Well, I'm sorry. Didn't Hamas some freaking women?
No, it's been debunked. I'll send you some stuff.
Okay.
But no.
What about the?
Did.
I mean, I remember
they're Muslim,
a very
so they don't do stuff like that, but. We can move on to something else.
I remember seeing footage
of
women with bloody sweatpants with hands behind their back from the festival.
Yeah. That I don't know what that was.
You didn't see it?
I did see that. Yeah. But I don't think that was.
You can't prove they f***ed her.
I don't know.
They were going like this and like doing this like over like a woman's naked slumped body.
Yeah. I mean, you have to deal with the reality if that happened, you know, but I think that all these claims of like mass has been pretty thoroughly like debunked and not substantiated.
So I'm brainwashed by the media.
What's that?
I'm brainwashed.
I think that like the New York Times got in some trouble for running a story about like all this mass that was never really verified.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's something to look into and, you know, everybody should look into it. And I'm not an expert or anything. And
I think you might be.
And,
compared to me, you are,
you know, I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I also like have like,
but if that is,
as far as like sentiment is concerned with like my day to day, like I have just a lot of like close Jewish friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm hearing what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that I shouldn't have more due diligence and do my own research. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just taking my friends at face value.
Yeah. We were having so much fun. We were talking about people's clits getting cut off.
I do find like you're like the scheduling, having a kid, how you have to do it. Like how you have to talk about it every day.
There's also plenty of Jewish people like at these protests who are,
anti-Israel. I know. I know. Must be very conflicting.
It's probably very conflicting.
You gotta hit the dog, Nicole. I'm joking, everyone, but you got, Mabel, if you squeak that, I'm gonna send you back to the rescue. Hey, cut it out.
She's actually helping the show. She's like, please get back to comedy. But anyway, so we went to a protest in front of Chuck Schumer's house.
Who's we? So you did go with a buddy. You said you went alone.
No, like me and
you
the,
meet people
me
on
and
the
my,
way.
Me and my fans.
It's like Six
the
Flags.
People who recognize me.
When you're in line with somebody long enough, you kind of hit it off.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did Chuck Schumer come out?
No, but we like stood in front of his house and we like sang. And I was like, okay, this is a little, you know.
What did you sing?
I guess a little corny. Just a bunch of like, I don't know, a bunch of, so I didn't really sing
Forever
that much.
Forever in Blue
but...
Jeans. That one, little Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Hello
Monday
again.
Money talks, but it can't sing and dance, and it don't walk.
It's so good to be in your building lobby.
Where is his building?
That'd be kind of fun.
Is it in Manhattan?
It's like in front of Prospect Park.
Oh, in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, yeah.
Prospect Park's beautiful.
I think that's where. Yeah, it's nice.
I used to take my first dog there, Ernest.
What are your top three New York City parks?
He's in the box.
In the box?
My old dog.
He was a good dog.
My first dog. Yeah, remember.
Oh, that's
Ernest?
A picture of him. Yeah, yeah, he was great. Yeah.
We go to Rockefeller Park. We go to Rockefeller Park every morning.
Okay.
We're out there at 6 a.m. though, so nobody yells at us and bugs us. Yeah. But it's very pristine. Would probably be much more pristine
you
if we didn't go
there.
I wake up at 5. So I have like mother's jeans. Yeah. I just like.
Nice.
Unless I stay up after like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm waking up at like 5 or 6 at the latest.
It's good to wake up early when the world is asleep.
Of course, you get so much
you're
done.
On your grind set.
You bob and,
you go to bed
weave.
You go to bed at 7 p.m.
Yeah, with my oatmeal.
When everyone's doing spots.
Yep, my Metamucil. Like, oh, I'm not booked again.
Yeah.
Mike, can you do my podcast at 8:30 p.m.?
Yeah. Of course, Karen. I'm not booked either. I do have a late spot after this, and I'm kind of like, why?
Well, that's good, though. That's good that you're doing this as warm-up.
Yeah. You get to a point, though, where you're, like, doing a spot. It's, like, kind of feels like a waste of time.
I hear you.
Sometimes, you know?
I stopped doing Frantic.
Sometimes you go. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you go, like, hey, it's nice, but then, you know, sometimes you want the night off.
Sure.
But then sometimes you have 17 consecutive nights off in a row.
And you're like, I'm going to cut myself.
Kill myself, yeah.
Yeah. Hurt myself, yeah.
You just never find that balance, you know? I don't know. Maybe you do, but it's hard.
How much are you on the road?
Nah, I mean, maybe like 2 or 3 weekends a year, some one-nighters and stuff like that.
I think
so not,
more than that.
Maybe more than that, but not.
I feel like you're on the road at least once a month. At least I see you.
Yeah, so
maybe
2 or 3
twice.
Weekends. I'm sorry, 2 or 3 weekends, a month.
A month. Yeah, you said a year.
Yeah.
So that's like when you're at, how often does the whole fam come?
Not much, but like I would like to bring them more, but it's like, I don't know, flying your family down to,
it's like, there goes the money.
Yeah. There goes all the money.
I did it with my little sister. I was playing like the DC Comedy Loft and I was like, yeah, Colleen, come, I'll get your flight. I'll get a hotel. I'll take you out to dinner. And I was like, wow, I paid to be here.
Yeah.
We went to the zoo though. Have you been to that zoo?
The Cincinnati, what?
No,
oh, DC? Oh no.
That's one of the best zoos in the country. Got there really early.
Nobody talks about it.
It's so good. There's lions. There's tons of monkeys, tigers.
What was your favorite thing that you saw?
The lions were majestic.
Yeah.
The elephants only came out like a little bit towards the end, but the elephants are really cool too.
Yeah.
Are you guys?
I went to the San Diego Zoo and I.
Is that one good?
That's good. Yeah.
I've never been to San Diego.
I think the mandrill was the best animal.
What is that?
What's that?
It's a monkey?
Yeah, it's like the Rafiki monkey from
Lion King.
Oh, that's
a good one. I took my brother and his
family.
They're
like really strong. I'm like, that thing could, you know.
How do you know? Do you arm wrestle it?
That thing could fuck the shit out of my wife. I'm like, oh my God.
We're
like,
at the zoo.
Hi. Listen, I was wondering what you're doing later. Wow. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to stare, but you're just so powerful. That's a mandrill right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that thing would, go to town.
That looks serious. It looks like it already did.
Yeah.
It looks like it's like went to down on its girlfriend while she was on the rag.
Oh, because his face is red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To our audio listeners.
That's a little.
I'm describing a red faced monkey. Yeah. That's like, so when you go on the road, Deb's a single mom.
I guess. Yeah.
That's got to be hard. And the dogs?
It is hard. Just one dog.
Right. So yeah, R.I.P. Oliver.
You knew that.
I forgot you killed that dog.
Yeah, we killed our Yorkie.
He was what, 400?
He was
600 years old?
No,
he was born 800 AC, BC?
Mm-hmm.
AD.
In people years. Yeah. He was, he helped kill Christ.
I would see him. He'd be like, walking into walls. I remember I'd be like, dude, when are you going to put this dog to sleep?
Maybe but you never really know the right time to put a dog to sleep. You kind of know it's time, but it's like, what is the straw that makes you, I think it was just like, he was in diapers.
Shitting in the house, shitting himself.
Yeah. Shitting wasn't as bad. Cause like shit is so easy to clean up.
Right.
But like when he pees on the floor and then you step in it cause you don't see it and you track it through the house.
It's gross.
That's when like, that would make me just kind of lose it.
Smells like urine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I literally like that happened to me once and I just like lost it. And I started punching the wall I left the house and I just started walking and
yeah,
I just like,
you gotta go.
I went down to, the neighborhood Kensington. It's like
yes.
down on the G, the, right. and the F. I was like, I wonder if I could like rent a room and live here and just work 80 hours a week, pay rent at two places so I don't have to like be around my family anymore. He was like ruining. Yeah, he was ruining my life. But I felt bad because it's like, you know, Deb got him when she was like 18. You know,
wow.
She was 18 years old. She was like, I want a little doggy.
Right.
And then, you know, she was like going to school, working at Caroline's, like never home. So he was completely neglected. And then when we started dating, he was 8 and he would bark like all the time. He would just come into the room and he would bark, and then you would go to pick him up and then he would run away. Like, and then towards the end of his life, he like slowed down a lot. So he wasn't barking anymore, but he was just in diapers and he was pissing and shitting everywhere. I would have to take him out every like 2 hours down the elevator. I lived in an elevator building, just down the elevator. And like, I mean, it was brutal. And I would like carry him. And then Frankie was like the total opposite.
Right.
Of the leash.
He's like, let's go.
Yeah. So I would like carry Oliver. He'd be off
that
the leash.
Hard.
And then, yeah. And then I almost lost my mind a few times. Yeah. And then the night that we, the day we put him down, Deb was like, all right, we're putting him down on Monday. And, so I was like, all right, but then she had to work. She had to move some clients around. So I was like, all right, well, the animal hospital's not open after 6 PM. So today's not the day, I guess. So, he went to the bathroom on the floor and I kicked him 'cause I was very mad.
You did it, Michael.
I kicked a 800-year-old Yorkie. I mean, not hard, but I do remember kicking him.
Oh my God, Michael.
And then Deb gets home from work and I'm like, the dog pissed on the floor again and I kicked him and I don't know what to do about this. She's like, all right, well, we're putting him down tonight. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's not.
We can't do it. They close
what do you,
at 6.
What do you mean they close at 6? She's like, no, it's a 24-hour hospital and we're driving down tonight. We're putting this dog down.
On his last day.
On his last day. And then I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, and we have to leave in like an hour. And I was like, you know, when you put down your dog, you have to get like, you gotta get him a steak or something.
Right.
And she was like, no, we have to go. So we just had like leftover chili in the fridge that I was about to throw out. So his last meal was just like,
you probably like, loved
like,
it.
Just like turkey chili.
That sounds good.
I guess he
for
liked
him,
it. Yeah.
That's what I was doing for my dog when he had a tumor. I was like getting brisket, putting it in a blender and feeding him like meat soup. They like that shit.
They like it.
Yeah.
I've never been there for the end of a dog's life. And
it's kind of brutal.
Yeah. To see the body.
Yeah. Cause he like died in my lap and he like went limp.
He went limp. And then what do you do?
Well, then the lady put him in a backpack and took him out of here.
A backpack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She had a little doggy backpack.
Uh-huh.
She put him up in there.
Like with straps? A backpack?
Like she laid him on his side really nice and then zipped him up and like really tight and then put him on her back. And then I got him in a box about a week later. But
she like went camping or something. No. Was she going to fourth grade?
Yeah, she revived him.
Yeah.
She
had
like,
her name written on the backpack.
He greeted her.
JDV, like her initials. They said for Stranger Danger, you weren't supposed to do that. You're not supposed to put your name on your backpack because then a pedophile can go, hey, Karen.
Right.
It's hard to imagine a little kid named Karen.
Well, it's also like the spelling too. It's like, hey, Karen, you're going to be too tough.
Yeah.
Your mom loves you. It's a unique name. You have confidence.
Yeah.
You're going to be tough to molest.
So to go like, hey, Andrew, your mom is in the hospital. I'm going to go.
Here's
a
chocolate candy. She gave me this candy bar to give you.
Yeah.
Andrew's like, okay.
Yeah. Do you remember being a kid and like, I remember being terrified that someone was going to come into my house and abduct me.
Same. Like, all the time.
The Stranger Danger stuff was
nightmares.
So,
I would hold like literally one eye open and I would just wait. I'd be like, what am I going to do? I would ask my mom if I could sleep with knives all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Your dad is big.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
right.
He'll protect us.
Because I remember in the I think it was like the Nickelodeon special. They were like, this girl was abducted from her bed. A man came into her window.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's what they like opened with.
Right.
Yeah.
It would scare the shit out of us. That documentary is crazy, dude. The pedophile one.
Yeah.
I know you already.
They don't tell
about.
You it's going to be your dad's friend who molests you.
No, it wasn't his dad's friend.
No, but I'm saying like the people who molest you are going to be.
Oh,
they're
going
to be close to you.
Right.
You know,
I never got molested.
What?
I never got molested.
Yeah, me neither.
Really lucky. We're really lucky.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky.
Good for us.
Yeah.
When I killed Ernest, my first dog, he greeted the vet at the door, wagging his tail. Yeah, so he's like a hyper kind of dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And she walked
in. Why did you have to put him down?
He had a tumor in his throat. Yeah, he hadn't eaten for a week. Yeah. It was going to be like a slow, painful, awful death.
That was my childhood dog. He was just like bleeding out of his ass one night.
My dog, my first dog bled out of her ass, and they kept having surgeries and popping tumors and taking him out. And then one time they were like, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
She's out of here.
What do they get tumor from? The food that we give them? Yeah. Like the table food?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dogs get cancer a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the vet came in and saw him wagging his tail, and she was like, this dog?
Yeah,
she was looking around for another.
It's like,
I said to her,
the chart.
I go, is he too alive?
We mixed up a chart last week. We switched the chart, and I just don't want to make the same mistake again.
I was like, does he look too alive? Like, are we not? I was like... Mm-hmm. And then she came in and like sat down to talk to me. I feel like she was probably like, let me evaluate this woman. She's trying to kill this dog that's wagging his tail.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he went up on the couch and like you could just, she was like, oh, he's in so much pain.
Yeah,
he's miserable. And he was still, and he was on nerve blockers.
Yeah. I feel like I lost so many pets as a kid that like, because we had birds. Before we got our dog, we had birds. We had tadpoles.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like when my tadpole died, I was like, I don't care because I had lost so many pets.
My mom killed a bunch of pets because she painted our basement once.
Oh, yeah.
She killed two lizards and a parakeet.
Why? Oh, the fumes. Oh, really?
They all dropped dead. She just flushed
them. That's such a mom thing to
do.
Totally.
Also, like,
first of all, they're such busybodies. They're like... Get up! We have to rearrange them. We have to switch the bedrooms again.
I gotta paint the whole basement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not gonna open the windows.
Yeah.
Snowball died. God. We hated that bird though. Uh-huh. She bit us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lizards. I never really.
Lizards are cool.
They're cool. We used to race them, and we'd break their tails off to watch them regrow.
Okay.
Because you could.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What's not okay is kicking a 17-year-old dog.
I kind of want a lizard. No, it's not. No. Yours is. Yeah, mine's way worse, I guess.
Oh, well, we used to torture hamster crabs. Not hamster crabs. What am I thinking?
I didn't kick them because it was premeditated. But, you know, I had already kicked them a few times before that week.
Yeah.
Even, so it's like the seal was already broken.
Evening out the ribs.
Yeah. Yeah. I've swatted Frankie a few times, my dog.
Sharpay?
Yeah, because he's very bad on the leash.
So
yeah, but
do you ever
like,
think about hiring Justin Silver to help with dog training?
No. I think it's a good idea.
I need help.
I know he's good, but yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like Mabel's like good, but like on the leash.
I don't care for the train your dogs people, you know?
Yeah.
When people go, your dog should be trained if it's going to leave the house. I'm like, well, it's not bothering you. It's on a leash.
Right.
I don't know what happened. It jumped. It smelled you.
Right.
What do you want from me?
Okay.
I got stuff to do.
I mean, Mabel won't jump.
I'm trying to get famous. You know? I don't have time for this normie bullshit. Train my dog. I'm trying to get to 100K on Instagram.
I come to the coffee shop. Yeah. My dog jumps on the counter with her dirty frisbee.
Yeah.
You give me my
coffee. I'm trying to be a famous podcaster.
I don't tip you. And we call it a day.
Yeah.
No, I tip. I tip. You guys know I tip.
There was a girl on TikTok recently, and she made a video about how like her dog peed on the frozen fish at Trader Joe's because he was in the cart.
How did he pee? Oh, he
was
in
the cart.
Oh.
And he like lifted his leg. She like turned her head and he lifted his leg and pissed on like $400 worth of stuff. Yeah, it was like a little pug.
Yeah.
But I think she got so much backlash that like her account doesn't exist anymore.
Because
everybody was like, stop bringing your dogs to Trader Joe's. She's like, okay, time
First
to
of
nuke
all.
My account. Okay, I'll leave TikTok. Here's what we not gonna do.
Mabel's upset. Mabel's never been to a Trader
it's
Joe's.
Funny when your dog gets upset.
She's like, yo. Yeah. I know you've never been to Trader Joe's.
But that is kind of a pet peeve when like, when no offense, Karen, but white women bring their dog to the grocery store.
I mean, I don't bring her to the grocery store.
I know, but a lot of your people do.
Yeah.
It's not just anywhere but the grocery store.
That's a love growl.
Do you bring her to the grocery store?
Never. She's never been. Yeah. She used to come to the bodega/deli. Mabes, chill.
I'm sorry.
She's just being a little intense. Go lie down. Go lie down. Nobody needs that intensity. It's because he clapped and now you're protecting me. I was fine. Yeah, she doesn't like that. She's nope. She's making her bite her own foot. She's gonna okay, burrow okay. into you.
I won't do it again. I won't do it again. I won't do it again.
Can you go to your spot, please?
I won't do it again.
You're fine. All right. Thank you. I know.
Mike Racine had a way with dogs, but one day during a podcast, he was killed by Karen Feehan's black lab.
She's a lab shepherd. She weighs 70 pounds. Mm. She is, okay. She gets in dog fights a lot.
Okay. Yeah, but this girl brought her dog to Trader Joe's and the dog pissed on the frozen fish and the fried chicken or the frozen whatever.
Yeah.
And she bought all the merchandise and then she made a video being like, I'm selling this merchandise on Craigslist if anybody wants it. She's selling food fish? That the dog pissed on. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I just dawned on me.
What?
Is anybody buying it?
You're just like, it just dawned on me. I have a date tonight.
Did you say fish piss?
Oh, I have a date with Jeremy Fish Piss from Tinder.
We're gonna go for sushi. Are you good, man?
Oh my God, Mike. I'm double booked.
It's okay. You're fine.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend.
That's nice.
Yep.
How's that going?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We met in Key West and fell in love. He can sail a boat.
Okay. And he's not like one of these Gen Z guys. It's like, what's your body count? Hey, yo. Hey, yo, what's your body count?
God, I hope not. If some guy asked me that,
yo,
on a
you
date,
ran through. Yeah. He's like 20 years old.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm fucking 20 years older than you. No, yeah. This guy's age appropriate. I was doing too many fucking young guys for a while. I just, I think I was feeding my ego or whatever.
Uh-huh. I feel like I could have sex with some young women if I was, you know, if I was divorced.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know.
I think you'd get irritated very quickly, Mike.
Yeah. I got in a fight with my wife a few months ago and I said, I just want to live in a van and fuck 25 year olds. Yeah, that kind of upset her.
So she's like, what kind of van? Yeah. We haven't even talked about. I want a Previa.
Wouldn't that be cool though? You just live in a U-Haul like, and you park it downstairs so you can still see your kid and you just go on. No, that wouldn't be cool. That would be terrible.
No.
Yeah. No, but I do think that
you have
I do have a great life. I can't complain. Not complaining. But I never got to do like problematic age gap relationships. You know?
Right.
I never got to like be 35 and go on a date with a 26 year old.
Just ask Joe DeRosa how his life's going.
Right. you know, dude, it's okay. You know what? It's not really.
You know what? She doesn't really care that somebody stole all my video games. Did you hear about Ari wiping his balls all over his house?
No, but listen, I moved Joe DeRosa three times.
Okay.
He was a great client.
Yeah.
Great to work with.
Not
very
me.
Easy job.
When Mike moved me, he dumped all my clothes out in the street in the East Village.
No, I didn't. You probably, your box wasn't taped up.
Yep. It should be.
Was your box taped?
My box should be taped for the rest for the rest of time.
Hey, your box should be
taped, duct taped, locked and loaded.
They should do the man in the iron mask on Karen's box.
Yeah, it was my fault.
The box in the iron mask starring Karen Feehan.
Shut up. You're right. My box wasn't taped. But Joe DeRosa was a good client.
Yeah, there's no way. What's that?
Joe DeRosa was a good client.
Yeah, he was great. He's a little particular, but, you know, he like was when the job was done, he was happy and he tipped really well. So.
Did you go to SNL when Shane was hosting?
You guys I are wanted pretty to go close, to the huh? after party.
I couldn't stay up that late.
Yeah, I can't either. My Deb went.
To the after party?
Yeah.
Deb's fucking out there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she's out there.
Let's go, Deb.
Yeah.
She reported back.
It ended up being like a fight because like we made plans for her to go to the show and me go to the after party, and then she went to the after party.
Okay.
But you know, those things, the whole thing is like those things start so late.
Are you lying right now?
What do you mean?
She really went to the after party?
Yeah.
What time did it start?
Like 2:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too late.
She is mom's night out.
Yeah,
wild.
Yeah.
Wild. And you're home.
And I'm home and I'm going like, where the fuck are you? I'm supposed to be there right now networking.
I had
ruining this for me. You don't care about our future. I'm supposed to be talking to Joe DeRosa right now. I'm supposed to be talking about Lucky Charms with Sal Vulcano so I can do their podcast.
Listening to Tim Dillon complain about Sal Vulcano's Super Bowl party was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure Tim
really goes there.
I saw him that night.
Dude, I've had him over for dinner a couple times. That
Tim?
Once. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, it's like in the sitcom where you need everything to go right because your boss is coming over for dinner.
I'm like,
Tim Dillon's coming. Yeah. Places everybody.
Defrost more food. We're gonna need more potatoes.
Where's the butter? Where's my salad forks?
Wow, I bet he enjoyed like, in your the dishwasher. Food, you're a good cook.
I am a good cook, and he liked it. But
right.
You know,
and you probably know the appropriate portions.
The apartment we were living in was kind of a shithole. Whatever. You know, and he probably had some opinions about it, but whatever. Yeah. But it's, I've heard he does that. I've heard he trashes people's.
I was so excited to even get invited to Sal Vulcano's Super Bowl party. And so I started bragging. I guess I didn't realize it was like.
Because I heard he went to Ari's barbecue and he just left. He was like, all right, this is fun. I gotta go.
he's like, I'm going on Lewis's podcast. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow, but I get that. This guy's got millions in the bank. Freaking chips. He's like, there's like nothing. Like, where's the spread?
Yeah. That's a good, spread? I mean, that's he's not wrong. Is he wrong?
I'm sorry.
He was talking about Sal's part.
Yeah.
Not Ari. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would be grateful just to be invited. Tim Dillon can say what Tim Dillon wants, of course.
That's
I don't
so
eat
funny
as much
because,
as Tim.
No, but if I get invited to Sal's party,
I'm happy
like,
with hummus.
I'd be like, this is so nice. Thank you. I love chips.
Are these napkins edible? I'll eat whatever. Where's your wife?
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be here. How can I serve? Oh, but yeah, Tim cracks me up.
It's really funny when people are cheap.
Yeah.
You know? When you know how much money people make.
And then they're cheap.
And they're cheap, yeah.
It's so funny.
It's like, that's probably one of my biggest fears, that somebody would think that I'm a cheapskate.
Same.
But I don't have that much. I don't make that much money.
You don't have that reputation, but, though, but I would hate to have a cheapskate
reputation.
But I want
reputation. People to think, right. Because I want people to go like, oh, Racine's very generous.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've always been generous at like restaurants and stuff.
You tipped very well when I moved you.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
I was surprised.
I was a waitress for like 10, year and a bartender for however 10 years.
Yeah.
So I've always been a 20%er. You know what I mean? It's always
least,
been in the back
of
my mind. Now that I have more, I'm like a 25%er.
Yeah.
And if like I know you, it's probably going to be more.
Yeah.
I take care of the sand waitresses pretty
we
hard.
We got drinks the other day, like last Friday.
Yeah.
And, some money was coming in from my special.
Okay.
And we got like fries and a couple beers.
Okay.
And the bill was like $22.
Yeah.
And I left the girl a 20. That felt nice. I was like, I'm a celeb. That's right. Cause I'm a celebrity.
I was nice. Showing off in front of my boyfriend cause he knows all these like bartenders and like stuff in Key West.
That's like the best thing to do. Like being popular is the best. People don't realize that. That's why John Gotti is like, we know John Gotti's name and not the other guys.
Right.
Cause he was popular.
Everybody talked
about him. Cause he was nice to people.
Yeah. Charming. You
know? Yeah.
And yeah. So if I know it's your friend or whatever, I'm going to, break him off a little something.
Yeah.
So then your friends are going to say to you, hey, that girl's awesome.
Yeah. I did a show, Mike Coscarelli's got his little studio.
Yes.
They had that.
He used
like,
to be the guys we fucked.
Called? What's that thing called? The clapboard.
The clap.
Like, yeah.
Scene.
And Luke
one,
Moniz
take
goes,
one.
Luke Moniz goes, Mike, how much money is this thing? How much do you think those things cost?
$15. $40.
That's what I was thinking. No, I mean, my guess would be like between $8 and $10 on Amazon.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I think it's about $50.
What?
Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
You could get one, I bet, on Amazon.
Yeah.
Joe List was letting me hold it. We were making movies.
Mm-hmm.
We made a couple movies, me and Joe List.
Okay.
Pretty fun.
Nice.
I'm pretty good on set. It's hard.
Being on set.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard because you go like, oh, I see why people, why actors like rape people and become pieces of shit. Because you're just treated like too well. When they go like, we have talent here.
Yeah. That adjective, but you're it's like, a noun.
Yes. I deserve this.
I am identifying as, yes, I'm like, the talent. Moving like, through.
Where's Diarrhea Man number one?
You start referring to yourself. It's actually the talented Diarrhea Man number one. You start calling yourself talent. I've done that, and I've made myself want to throw up.
Where's WAP 4? Oh, yeah, right here. I'm sorry. I'm just...
it's so much waiting
around.
I'm just
getting my feet rubbed. Yeah.
And then it's like, be funny right now.
Yeah.
And then it's like, stop.
Yeah.
And then it's like, ad lib.
Right.
And then like, you're never as funny as you think you're going to be. At least I haven't been recently. I remember I like was doing Shane's show. I'm in one episode. They probably cut me, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, there'd be like a few takes like, and Shane would like give me like an out, like, go ahead, like have like fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like three takes later, he'd be like, stop doing that.
Yeah. You think you're going to be like Sid Caesar?
Like, ooh. Whatever you're doing, just stop doing that. Yeah. I don't know. It was fun working with Jolis. So Sarah's so funny. Have you been to the mothership?
Sarah's so funny.
Have you done the mothership?
I've been there, but I haven't like done it. But
you
Sarah,
you should get a weekend there.
All right, I'll try. Who do you reach out to? We just Google comedy mothership. You got a cold call like you're in Glengarry Glen Ross. Like, I'm looking for Mr. Mothership. Hey, look, Joe, listen. I want to talk to you for a second. Joe, listen. I want to talk to you for a second.
I got a pitch.
You probably know me. I don't know if you've heard of OnlyFans. Well, Joe, that's what I'm trying to say.
I'm manifesting for you. I believe in you. I think there's no reason why you can get a weekend at the mothership in 2027 or something.
Yeah, with the next opening they have. Yeah.
That place is like,
well, we're
awesome.
Doing it. Well, next week we have George Zimmerman booked. But
how do you feel about? Oh, Michael.
I've been kind of.
Was it the couch or that was full fucking fart? Is it gonna smell? I'm slightly congested. So I'm not, I go sniffing for it though, like a weird dog. is it bad?
Throw this in the garbage. You won't be needing that anymore.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Mabel comes and grabs it. This is so good. Nicole, are you okay?
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
Super producer. See, a male producer would not do that.
No, they would go raw. They're like, we don't have any more condoms.
Go, oh, I don't know what to do.
My fingers are so wet.
Yeah.
They did
Listen, have you heard of Cumtown? Yeah. Listen, I just need to talk to Joe. I show up with like a, yeah, like a suit.
Once he hears my pitch, I think he'll be on board.
Mm-hmm. We talked on the phone briefly, Joe. We talked with him on the phone in 2008.
Did you?
I met him at Caroline's when I was the doorman, you know. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he was doing a show and I don't know.
It's awesome.
I don't know. Yeah.
Good for you, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really glad
shook his hand.
You did the podcast today. Appreciate you.
Oh, are we done?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I just like to express gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I've been like saying some really mean things lately and
oh yeah.
To my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
We like were like together for 7 days straight.
What is he? Oh, okay. Yeah,
he owns Comedy Key West. Have you ever worked it?
Oh, okay. No. Is he a comedian?
I'll get you. I can get you in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do
is
a
he
weekend?
A comedian?
Do a weekend there.
I would love to. I don't really do weekends. I mean, sometimes I do weekends and they're fun, but
bring the
you know,
family.
I like the one nighter. I like the Wednesday.
In
go
and
to the
out,
airport
right?
on Wednesday. Come home Thursday.
Grab.
Oh, it's so nice. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Use my points.
Yeah.
You
to
know?
Fly?
Yeah.
Miles?
Yeah. And then
they
pocket the.
I haven't been in a Sky Lounge because they switched the credit cards. I have to get a new credit card.
It's messed up.
Yeah.
Why? Everybody's got their goddamn hand in your pocket.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
The government, the state.
No, I got a PayPal today. Somebody sent me $400 on PayPal.
How much did they take?
$18.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they doing with it? What are you doing? You didn't work for this.
No. What do they need it for?
Well, that's like their business model, I guess. But like, I don't know. That's so much money.
High.
If it was $6, I'd go, all right, you got me for $6.
But the government's going to tax that money at some point too, because they got their fucking eyes on everything. And I'm so stupid. Like, I forget to like claim about like my Robinhood, like stocks and crypto.
Right. All your losses.
Yes.
Your $9,000 loss. Yeah.
My accountants are like, how did you sell crypto? And I'm like, why do you have to know about that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had this accountant that Deb and I went to. He lived in Staten Island.
Yeah.
And he was like an ex-cop, and he was like fat, and he had whiskey on his desk. And we walked in and he had like Newsmax playing on the, I'm like, yeah, people watch Newsmax now because they don't like Fox anymore. Yeah. He goes, yeah, Fox, they're too liberal.
Lefty Fox. That's what I call them.
Yeah. Too far left. We don't go to him anymore because he died of COVID, fortunately. Refused to get vaccinated. Like you chose to-
A girl in my sauna at my gym was, I don't know if she's an anchor on Newsmax or something. Mm. Can you look up female anchors on Newsmax? Because she was a smoke show brunette, real fast talker. Normally,
it's got to be a good gig.
Normally, I think
Sharia McBride.
Oh, hold
that's
on.
What, like Sharia law?
Yeah.
As in the law?
Your favorite.
That's funny. Jen Pellegrino?
It might be.
Hmm. Amanda?
Jen Pellegrino.
Is that her?
I've seen her like no makeup, like sweaty in the sauna. Yeah. And she's just like a real fast talker. I'm really into her. I eavesdrop on her.
Yeah.
The last time I was in there, there was a sign in front of the steam room that said it was closed.
Uh-huh.
Said like spa closed.
Uh-huh.
So I looked at her and I was like, hey, I think that like the bathroom attendants just like clean this and then like put that sign there for it to like dry. And like, nothing's really wrong. And I was like, I'm just telling you, like, I'm about to move the sign and do like, start. I'm not trying to corrupt you. I'm not trying to get you in on it. Like, you can act like you told me not to if they come and yell. Yeah. And she was like, I don't care at all. Just go ahead. No judgment.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, she was hot, really hot. And I heard her go, yeah, I got to do Newsmax later.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, are you an anchor? Where do they film news? Do they, it must.
I don't know. I guess all over. But probably, I would guess like in Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would guess they do it in like.
Are you watching any good scripted shows?
Pennsylvania. I'm rewatching Eastbound and Down because I watched it like 15 years ago. I mean, that's good.
It's really good.
But I don't really have time. I wish I had more time to watch TV.
Did you watch True Detective Jodie Foster?
No.
It's good.
But I revisited the first season.
Awesome.
It's very good.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't like about it is like you're a detective show, but you don't tell us like who the killer is. Like they're like above that.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. There weren't any like moments in True Detective season one where you're like, oh shit.
Right, no.
There was the one where they find the guys in the field and they have to cover up the cover up.
Yeah.
Because Woody Harrelson executed the guy.
Right,
that was awesome.
Awesome.
That was great. But there weren't any of those big moments where you go reveals. Like, oh, it's the father-in-law.
Well, the Jodie Foster is, one, you know, it's not till the end, but the reveal is fucking awesome.
Really? I heard the ending was terrible.
Who told you that? Adam Friedland?
Like everybody. Yeah. All the cool guys on Twitter that I hang out with.
I'm a big Jodie Foster fan. She's
a
real
too.
Low-key lesbian, really good actress.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
she doesn't rub it in your face.
What I like. You know, she's not all rainbows.
Stop rubbing it in my face, Rosie.
I really like that. I'm going to die. I started watching The Regime.
Okay, what's that?
Kate Winslet.
Oh, okay.
The character feels kind of like caricature-ish.
2.9?
Like, is that a low rating? Is that what it has on Rotten Tomatoes?
What does she play, like the queen?
Ooh. Yeah, but it's kind of hot because like that guy, and they haven't revealed enough yet about him, but I think he was involved in some like gnarly war crimes where they like killed like innocent people.
Okay.
But she's really into him and like they like sort of wrestle and fight and train and he cleans the air.
I feel
for
like
her.
I'm like a 6-year-old is telling me about the Ninja Turtles. You're not explaining anything.
She's the leader of her country.
Okay.
It feels
but it's like it's, a fictional country. It's not like England or anything. Okay.
And it feels like it's set in the future.
In the future. Okay.
And yeah, somebody's coming for the oil and she's like, no. I don't know.
Coming for the oil. Okay. That's why people, because people fight over oil.
She has to burn potatoes because it smells like, or she thinks the air is dirty in the palace.
And okay.
People complain about, they say it smells like Ireland in there. So like there's references to Ireland and it might kind of
be. So it's just like a fictional country like Genovia or something.
Yeah. I can't like in wait that
movie.
For
What's
the
Anne
YouTube-
Hathaway movie.
I keep falling asleep
Princess
in the middle
Diaries.
Of these episodes.
Yeah.
And I you can't don't. Wait for the YouTube comments of the people to be like, it's totally England. It's not fictional.
Yeah.
Right, you are right, fucking brain dead. Right. Stop talking.
It's Finland. Yeah, like it's some fictional country like Finland.
Sometimes countries do feel fictional.
Yeah.
Key West. Like I love Key West, but sometimes it feels like, Never Never Land.
Is your boyfriend a comedian?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a club owner.
Yeah, that's cool.
First.
Yeah.
I would say.
Okay.
His resume. If you that's saw cool. his resume.
Yeah. Nice.
And he can also sail a boat.
Oh, that's cool.
I want him to move here and sail the boats around here during the day.
Oh, dude. You know what I was thinking? Because I live right near Brooklyn Bridge Park.
Yeah.
I was like, if I just had a boat over here, that'd be so sick.
Get one.
Yeah. Boats are like, they're not that much. They're like 60,000 or something.
Yeah.
But I've heard that it's a pain in the ass. But just imagine you have a boat and you just hop in your boat.
Renting where you park it, though, I think is really expensive.
Really expensive, I would imagine, yeah. Yeah, but then you just take your boat to like your spots.
Absolutely.
You know, you're texting Joe Harari like,
oh, wait, there's traffic in the East River.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe, I'm going to be like 10 minutes late.
The Coast Guard's on my ass.
Yeah.
Sorry, why are you late? We got pirated.
I'm just,
we got
pirates boarded the ship. Somali pirates.
That was a good movie.
Was it Captain Phillips?
Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
It felt
People
real.
Hate, did it?
Well, that was a real story.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. People hate Forrest Gump.
Since when?
I don't know, like all the cool people. All the cool people on Twitter.
What are they? I'm like not in these cool pockets.
They
that
say
you're
it's
in.
Like a bad.
What's it about? What's bad about it? It's a great
well,
movie.
I did see like a deleted scene, and there's a scene where like there's like a civil rights march and there's dogs about to attack the civil rights marchers and Forrest Gump throws a stick and he's like, and they run away. He's like, they're just dogs. They don't know any better. Sorry, they're messing up your parade. It's like that, like didn't make the movie.
It feels like a little
too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little silly.
Yeah. He like stops the MLK assassination.
Right.
Or he's like listening to Malcolm X.
Yeah. Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else is new? Scripted shows, I just like, there's a lot of stuff I want to watch. Like I hear Fargo's really good, the new season.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How I've many heard that seasons? Show Shogun is really good. There's 5 seasons of Fargo.
Yeah.
But you know what I end up doing? I end up watching I really like watching like clips of The Sopranos and The Wire on YouTube.
Right.
Just random
Same.
Scenes, you know?
I'll just fall down.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, oh, I should watch this Fleetwood Mac live concert clip for the 10th time.
Yeah.
Are we? No. Nicole's there's nothing, doing it. She knows what I'm talking about.
But there's nothing better than YouTube's like the greatest thing that's ever.
It's the greatest
happened.
TV channel that's
We're
ever.
On YouTube.
Yep.
You know?
We're celebrities on the boob.
You can see Karen Feehan and Mike Racine.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
And then right next to us is Machine time. Gun Kelly.
And babies are addicted to it.
Oh God!
Like my kid, when we sit down and watch TV, I'll be like, "Okay, Benny, do you want to watch Netflix or Disney?" He'll be like, "No, Netflix." He's like, "I want YouTube."
It must be so satisfying for them right off the bat. What is he like watching? What's he in?
He likes Paw watching Patrol? Like a guy's head spin around in a toilet, like YouTube Shorts that are like really stimulating. That's where he always.
I worry about.
Ends up, so we're trying to steer him away from YouTube, and we're just like, "Look, we have Disney Plus,
right.
We have Disney Plus, we have Max, we have Netflix." And he goes, "I don't want Netflix. I just want YouTube." He's like a junkie. And everybody says like, "No, screen time is fine. Just don't let your kids watch YouTube." Mine's already addicted. Yeah. Mine's fully addicted.
Why specifically YouTube? What's the reasoning?
Because it's all like overstimulating. I mean, let me show you the kind of stuff that he watches.
Yeah, like sometimes I worry about kids going on whatever the Roblox thing, like talking to strangers and
talking to strangers. Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be hard being a parent, though.
Yeah, but then you can start a YouTube channel where you do pedophile hunting.
Catch him. Yeah. Show him a pizza and
hey,
a
what's
gun.
Up, man? What are you doing here?
What are you doing?
Yeah, my name's Terry. You're just not even law enforcement. You're just some guy.
I watch a lot of those videos.
Yeah, call your wife right now. Tell her you're here to meet a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah. I like those videos. Those guys.
You like them? Yeah. They kind of, they're a little
not
disturbed.
That I like them, I get served them. Like, you watch one and then you're in.
No, we're going to see five of them tonight because we talked about them.
Did you see about the woman who like starved her special needs son to death, essentially? That trial, I get served a lot of child abuse trial stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it was like very sick. He was like disabled.
But my brother needs a little a little light starving to death. Kid's kind of heavy.
It was, she would like give him ice baths.
Yeah.
And like just like leave him in like the bathtub. Like I think that's how he eventually died. He had like cardiac arrest and an ice bath.
She's Googling. Nicole's Googling mom's starved special needs child. Oh God. Yeah, there's another lady, this
but
like
you
Mormon
take one
lady.
Look at her and you're like, yeah, this bitch looks like Helena Bonham Carter or whatever.
Yeah,
like she looks like a Tim Burton character.
Yeah.
Like
that lady Ruby Frankie, who had the Mormon lady, but yeah.
Oh wait, is that the YouTube lady?
Yeah.
So I was like looking at that shit too. What did she do? She put duct tape on her kids?
Looks like Tim Robinson.
Really does. Yeah. And then there, I think her other.
You can't be starving your kid to death. He's got special needs.
Oh God.
Is that good? I don't know.
That was pretty good. Yeah. But I think her other son who was normal, I think he's being convicted as well because he would like do what she told him to do, mm-hmm. like abuse a kid. What did Ruby do to her kids? She tied them up and
she like
them?
Didn't let them have lunch.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad. And the dad is not being convicted. Like he didn't know.
Yeah, where was the dad?
I don't know. It's very weird.
Yeah, the dad doesn't get talked about at all.
Yeah.
Just her business partner.
Yeah, her business partner, yeah.
What did her business partner do?
Just probably like, I don't know. But she's getting like 60 years or something. I mean, it's...
Holy fuck.
Because it was really...
That means they have a shit ton of evidence.
Yeah.
60 years?
Look at her just smiling.
How
on her little,
sick is that,
her little
though?
Thumbnail.
That's
yeah.
the sickest part. Like, she's probably a Gemini.
You know what's annoying too is like people watch the channel and they go, yeah, that's right. Like I'm going to be strict with my, cause her whole thing was like strict parenting.
Was it?
Yeah.
Like
it's like just weak, shitty parents who don't want to, who can't like
enrich their kids' lives.
Yeah.
And have fun being a parent.
Yeah.
And feed them.
Yeah.
I can't even
being a
fathom.
Shitty parent is kind of like the easy way out. Like to be hard on your kids or to like say, you know, you can't have lunch.
Yeah.
It's much harder to, you know, make them three different kinds of chicken nuggets because they're not eating. That's like the harder road, you know?
Dino nuggets, star nuggets.
Yeah.
She insisted that her son was possessed by a demon.
Oh, come on. Of course.
And like wrote about this, not even just in court, but wrote about it in a journal, I guess.
This woman needs Islam.
R was told to stand in the sun with his sun hat. And then she wrote in her journal entry, he's defiant. R, or should I say his demon, stays in the shade. I push R into the sun. R comes back. I come back with a cactus poker. When I poke his back to get in the sun, R doesn't even flinch. I poke him on the neck. He's in a trance and doesn't appear to feel anything. My question is, why are you journaling this?
Right.
It's the same thing with the Nickelodeon thing. That guy journaling, like, turns out I'm a full-blown pedophile.
Right.
Like, that's what he wrote. It's like, dude, what? And he's writing to himself. Keep in mind, she's 9 years old. It's like, why are you writing this down?
Why are you writing this
for?
I mean, their conscience.
They want to get caught.
Yeah. I think their conscience must be so guilty that they got to get it out of themselves.
He's like, he like backed it up on Google Drive, his journal where he says he's a pedophile.
You're running out of space.
Oh no, better pay for more storage. Yeah, I signed up for Dropbox Premium because I didn't want to lose the
Dropbox.
Journal entry where I said I'm a full-blown pedophile.
Dropbox, that's what I call the 9-year-old I just dumped.
Hey, have you been following the the DoorDash discourse on Twitter?
No.
That's very funny. So every time people complain about DoorDash, about how like the workers are being exploited, Yeah. Some people pop up and they go, actually, I'm disabled and I need to order DoorDash every day because I won't eat if I don't. And then everybody's like, why don't you just cook for yourself? And they're like, I literally can't do the motions. And then people are like, well, okay, but what if you just ordered like frozen meals from the grocery store? And then people are like, I can't have frozen meals because they're full of histamines.
Oh my God. Like, these people are like iron lungs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might be. Remember, did you see that guy who was in the iron lung that lived?
And he just died, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so fucking weird, dude. Yeah. He's like, I practiced law for many years. How?
He did.
From that tube?
just imagine.
It's crazy.
Imagine you get a DUI. your lawyer comes in. They have to wheel him into the courtroom. You're like,
it takes like eight men like pallbearers.
Your Honor, I'm sorry I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late.
Okay. That was my colostomy bag. I rushed here.
On the night of February 11th.
That's crazy.
He practiced law. Yeah, that's.
I don't get how he lived.
I need to research. Yeah, what? Yeah.
It was years. He was like one of the last iron lungs. What's that plate?
Polio? Would you want to? But the thing is, like, it's not the worst quality of life.
It is.
But like, Karen, if you were in an iron lung, people, I think people want to live. People want to survive.
If I was in that iron lung, I bet all my male friends would prank me and try to put their dicks in my mouth while I was sleeping.
Yeah.
And I think it would suck.
We plead not guilty, Your Honor.
All right.
There's no God, huh?
We're going to end this podcast here.
I mean, it's good that they cured this disease, I guess.
What disease did he have?
Polio.
Oh, right.
I think it was polio. Yeah. His mother was anti-vax. She listened to whatever version of
Robert F. Kennedy
Digital was around back then. She became anti-vax.
Did you read Robert F. Kennedy's book?
No.
The Real Dr. Fauci?
No. Did you?
Yep.
You're into that stuff, huh?
No, I read the book.
Okay.
Well, I listened to it. It was on Audible.
It's nice. Yeah, but that's reading. Come on. Anybody who says that's not reading is like,
I think it's
get out of here. Go tell a single mother she's not reading.
Yeah. I know. You're still collecting information. I guess I just like,
you're still absorbing the information. Yeah.
I like the feeling of turning pages.
So you had a
pages.
Couple kooky theories. Are you vaxxed?
Yes. There are a few.
Do you regret it?
I think I may have gotten shingles.
Yeah.
Because of it.
I'm definitely like way stupider than I was before COVID.
There you go.
like sometimes I'll be on stage and I'll literally have to look down and be like, but anyway, folks, it takes me a second to be like, what the fuck was I talking about?
I will literally be like, what was I talking about?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the crowd will tell me.
Yeah. But I wonder if that's the disease. I don't know if it's the vaccine.
I don't know. I mean,
you want to get into this a little bit? It's another whole, it's like Gaza. It's like a whole thing. I don't really know that. I'm not like a, I know even less about this, you know?
I mean, the studies that were written about in The Real Dr. Fauci are kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That they like gave these women, this group of women in Brazil, like double the amount of ivermectin that like would normally be prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
So they all died.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they put in the research. They're saying this is going to kill people.
Well, I thought ivermectin was the good thing because Joe Rogan took it. I thought ivermectin was the alternative to...
It was, yeah. But it was demonized.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but they gave her double the amount, so it killed her on purpose.
Well, that's what, purpose. Like, they... Well, the
you
people...
You think that's real? You think they're... I don't know.
I mean, it's like...
Sure.
In a book.
It's in a book,
and
yeah.
He's writing first and last names of doctors that did this. He's like, this person, like, these three doctors on this team in Brazil, like, administered this much. You know what I mean? Like, they're like...
And you think they were like, okay, let's give this lady... lots of ivermectin so she dies so that everyone will take
bunch
the vaccine.
Of ladies. They did it to a bunch of ladies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not an expert on this.
Yeah, I got shingles.
You're already
and
calling me a cuck in the comments.
I was stressed out and like shingles is like just like the chickenpox virus in your system already. Mm-hmm. I had chickenpox when I was little and stress can bring about shingles. So it's kind of like chicken and egg type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I heard a few more. Yeah, luckily I didn't get it in my eye. That looks so brutal. I got a tiny rash, like on my ribs.
That's amazing. That guy practiced law, though.
Who? Robert F. Kennedy?
No, the guy in the iron lung.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, he practiced. But
do you think
he's
pro or anti-vax? The guy in the iron lung.
I don't know. They can't even get in there. All right, we're going to stop. He's like, I'm hungry.
I didn't take the vaccine. I'm glad I didn't. No Fauci ouchie for me.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not smart enough. I do think that the amount of money that the company's made off it is pretty astronomical.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I'm like, how can you be so sure about a vaccine that you've come up with so quickly? They're doctors.
Yeah.
But you can't really test side effects on big groups.
Mm-hmm.
Without just kind of, maybe there was nothing in there.
Right. You think it was just like soda water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little grenadine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you're Shirley Temple.
It was annoying because lockdown was like fun. You didn't have to do anything.
I mean, I just
I watched so many. I never watched movies because I would always be out doing spots and stuff. You know,
you watched all the movies. I mean, I started making porn and I got rich. So I was.
You
like,
started during the pandemic?
Yeah. So I would like, I was going on staycations at all these like closed hotels. They were open to me.
Right. Yeah, there's $60 a night. You stayed at the Ritz-Carlton for $57.99.
I was the only one there. Me and Ernest. It was awesome. You're
making porn with Ernest.
Absolutely. Yeah,
the good old days.
He's in a lot of the 2022 stuff.
That's how you know it's an authentic Fian. If you see Ernest in it.
R.I.P. Ernest.
That's how they authenticate it.
All right. Thanks for doing the pod, Mike.
Thanks for having me. And my special is out on YouTube. If you want to see it, it's called I'm Norman. I'll be in Chicago at Zany's on April 3rd. You can get tickets.
You'll sell that
microscenecomedy.com. I hope so.
Zany's is fun.
It's one night.
You got it.
These one nighters are so good.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
In
April
and out.
3rd.
Cash grab. Back to the chicken Cash cutlets. Grab.
Yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Throwing ass on the gram, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only. It's only feet hands.